Welcome to episode 1039. It's Thursday, June 18th, and you're listening to the Geek at Geek News Central. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com, Harry's.com, and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. Want a close shave just like I have and save a ton of money? Visit Harry's.com and use promo code Geek News. Geek News Central is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Hey, folks, I'm absolutely excited to be back. A little bit of news to share, positive and regretfully, but I'll talk a little bit tonight about some things. But lots to catch up on. Strap in. Here we go.
All right, people, I need a go-no-go for the Geek News Central podcast. Digital archive recorders.
We're go fly.
Microphone.
We're go fly.
Video feed.
Go.
Web browser.
Go.
RSS data stream aggregator.
Go fly.
Interflux Toddism suppressor.
All right, I'm confused.
Host readiness check.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
The Geek News Central podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are ready to go. Cue Todd in...
5.
Button, who's got the button?
4.
There is no cause for alarm.
3.
Everybody hold on to something.
2.
Just press the button.
1.
It's showtime.
Big warm aloha. Welcome, everyone, to Geek News Central. Of course, my name again is Todd Cochran, your absolute faithful host, and glad to be here with you this evening for another edition of the Geek News Central podcast. It's been a week since I've been in the chair, and lots to share, of course. If you're brand new to the show, this is coming off a trip that I've had to the East Coast to hang out with Danica Patrick and the GoDaddy NASCAR team. So I'll talk about that tonight, along with a lot of news and also my entry into the Hall of Fame. But first and foremost, again, very, very warm welcome to the Ohana, all of you that are longtime listeners and viewers of the show. Thanks for being here. I got a few tweets and a few Facebook messages from folks saying, hey, we miss you. Yes, I'm back. It's and these little jaunts for me are, you know, after doing 1,039 episodes are revitalize the batteries. So I hope you'll be patient with me when I take a show off here or there. But should be all good until really the end of July. I won't be going any place until I go out to Podcast Movement in Fort Worth, Texas. So talk about that as it gets closer. But I, of course, want to make sure that all the brand new listeners of the show take some time and get over to geeknewscentral.com. Get over to the website. And when you're over here, this is Mission Control. This is where it all happens. This is where we have a daily blog post. This is where we have the links to all the partner sites, the Pro Gear site, the Health Tech Weekly, Catch Professor, Elder Divide, Robot Underpants, of course, our special media events and the new media show. And we want you also to make sure while you're on the website to subscribe. It's real easy. There's a couple of bars there. If you're on iTunes or an iOS device, click on that. If you're an Android listener or user, click on the Android link. We'll get you subscribed to the show. If you're using some other device, you can watch this on Roku, Boxy, Samsung, Google TV. There's just about every way under the sun to watch the show. You can use a Chromecast to flip the show up when you're watching the video. So lots and lots of ways to get connected there. You want to sign up for a newsletter as well. The newsletter contains everything I'm going to talk about in the show today. I'll email that out directly following the posting of the podcast, which will be in a couple of hours from this very moment. And but lots of great content on the website. Hey, one thing I want to point out too is we've got a bunch of content that we know it's a little late, but the team has been writing stuff about what Don Bain covered at NAB. Of course, NAB happened in April. But we got some of the videos from Don and put them up. So if you're into pro gear, specifically audio and video gear, this is a great set of interviews and going over cool stuff to take a look at over on progear.guru. Let me go ahead and look here. Kind of got my quick stack. Of course, today you can reach me via email, geeknews@gmail.com. You can tweet me at geeknews. Those are two great ways to stay connected. Of course, Facebook, Google+, and those are great ways to stay connected via social. Tonight's show, of course, is sponsored in part by our good friends over at GoDaddy.com, and GoDaddy's been here 10 years. And 10 years of ongoing, longtime support of this show. We have some great deals for you, and I've got a brand new one, okay? So I reached out to them. Of course, you're going to find this deal over at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. And I said, I want the managed WordPress hosting offer again. And that came in just about the time I was leaving to go to Michigan. So you now can get that dollar a month managed WordPress hosting first year with a free domain by using the code CJCGNCWP1, CJCGNCWP1. Of course, we got the dollar a month economy hosting. We've got the website builder account. All these are $1 a month with a free domain. The only additional thing on the website builder is you get a Microsoft Outlook email address as well. Of course, we got .coms for 99 cents. And for the big spenders out there, we got 30% off on new product purchases. All these codes can be cut and paste and used at checkout, or more really for a better from a tracking standpoint and to lock a code in. We want you to definitely click on the link at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy, one of the banners on the website. That's really the best way to stay connected and to make sure that this show gets credit for your purchase. Don't go run off and use someone else's code. And we want you to use the code here. That definitely helps things, keeps the lights on, keeps the sponsor happy. And we want to thank all of you for your longtime support of GoDaddy being a sponsor here at Geek News Central. I want to start out tonight. There's a longtime listener of the show, someone that I have known probably since 97, early 98. This was a gentleman that, when I was still active duty, worked as a tech rep, and his name's Steve. And Steve had a nickname. He goes by, or he still has the nickname, Sensei. Everyone, if there was a question you had on something we were working on, you went and asked Steve. He was the guy. He was the guy that had all the resident knowledge long-term in what I did and where I worked at when I was active duty in the Navy and special projects. Continued to interact with Steve over the years, and count him as a close friend, and having daily interaction with him for many, many years. He had retired from his job a couple of years ago, and so Sensei wasn't around per se to help those new sailors or folks that were looking for information. And when he retired, we knew that there was some medical challenges. But this morning, I was pretty much shaken to my core, having gotten the word that his doctors have not given him a strong prognosis. Now, this guy's a fighter, retired Navy Master Chief, and tough as nails. Man, just an overall good guy. And, you know, probably a count on, you know, there's so many friends you have in life, you know, that they're really close, that you can count on, you can talk to. And, you know, that's probably, you know, he's in that top 10 list. And so, Steve, I know you've listened to the show periodically on and off. I don't know if you're listening now, but if you are, thank you for everything that you have done for me, and the you know, the making you sit back and think and deliver patience and everything that goes on. And I hope you are able to overcome this battle that is facing you. And I know that time is short, but you know, if you are listening to the show tonight, thank you so much for being a friend. And battle on. Okay. Anyway, so today sucked. Today has, for me, has been a shitty, sucky day. It really has. And excuse my French, but it's just, it happens, right? But, you know, it's a cycle of life, and we don't like it. We don't understand it sometimes, but it is the way the cookie crumbles. I've always believed that when your mile marker is up and you reach that mile marker, you're not going beyond it. If you're meant to be here, you are going to pass and overcome. So we'll see what happens over time here. All right, kind of switching gears here. Last week, just before I took off for, actually on the day I took off for Vegas, for Michigan, the following day when I was landing in Detroit. But matter of fact, it was just about the time I was landing in Detroit, the announcement was made, and I knew it was coming, that I have been inducted into the, I'm an inductee to the podcast Hall of Fame. This is a new thing that's being done by the folks at Podcast Movement, and I'm very humbled to have been one of their first inductees, well, first of, I believe, five or six of us. I'm in the same group as Adam Curry and a variety of other well-deserving folks that have been basically nominated to the Hall of Fame, Podcast Hall of Fame. So I really want to say to all of you, you know, I kind of talked a little bit about it on the last show and hinted that there was an announcement coming, but really this would not be possible for a couple of different things that would have happened. Some dumb luck of really kind of being, you know, having gotten hurt in 2004 and been stuck in a hotel room in Texas and heard about podcasting and caught the fever, the book, starting the business, the GoDaddy coming as a sponsor, but more importantly, you, all of you that have stuck through thin and thin and listened to this show. This is, you know, and I told my team at Raw Voice, I said, this is your guys's award as much as it's mine. You know, they go and do the hard cranking, and I go out and make announcements and push the space forward. But the guys at the team at Raw Voice are cutting the code and doing everything we need to move the business forward. But having this honor being bestowed upon me, I am truly humbled and grateful for my team and for all of you for sticking with me through 1,039 episodes and letting me destroy the English language as I do from time to time, and a variety of other mannerisms that have annoyed some of you to the point of wanting to or having quit the show. But it's been my pleasure to bring this show to you and to accept this award on your guys' behalf. So I want to thank all of you for the ongoing support. But I'll have some information. It has some links up in the show notes. If you guys are going to be in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, you can come to the award ceremony. I want to invite all of you to come. If you're within striking distance of Fort Worth, and this is going to happen, let me give you the date. You're more than welcome to come out and hang out with me. It'll be Friday, July 31st. At the Omni Hotel in Fort Worth, Texas. Now, I have the exact time, but if you want to come out and hang out, get a hotel room, stay the night, I would be honored to have you attend, and we can hang out together. We'll get a little group thing going. So if you're within striking distance and you want to come out to the Fort Worth area on July 31st and attend the awards ceremony, you're more than welcome to come out. And I encourage all of you to see if you can do that. And we'll have a lot of fun together as an audience. Okay. So anyway, that's that. So, going back to flew to Michigan, hung out with my family, had a great time, niece, nephews. And that special coverage I promised you is recorded. And I got a lot to edit. I shot more than I expected to. Some of you may have saw some things on Facebook to hint what I was doing. But if you haven't found it yet, I'm not going to tell you. I've promised you it's going to come. I've got extra content for you. And I'll hopefully get it edited over the weekend here and be able to get it up and you guys can observe. But I had a lot of fun doing the recording. I did go, Sunday, drove over to the Michigan International Speedway. It was wet and rainy and thunder and lightning and rain. It was crazy. Now, in the morning, I was lucky. Got in there 85% dry. Got to meet the team. It was good. And then just before the interview with Danica, it was like the floodgates opened and it came down. And, of course, I've got, $2,000 worth of camera gear, wireless mics, everything. And I'm thinking, I'm not pulling this out of my bag. There's no way. And so I said, can we do the interview in an SUV? And the GoDaddy folks obliged. And so I interviewed Danica holding my iPhone. my questions I was going to ask her are on here, so they got a little out of sequence, but I got about a 5 or 6 minute interview with Danica on my iPhone. She said it was the weirdest interview she'd ever done. I've done interviews in vehicles before, so for me it wasn't that big of a deal, but I'll get that published and put up online shortly as well. But the GoDaddy folks went above and beyond. I was right behind the crew chief. Actually, kitty quarter from him. I was able to watch out of the pit box. The cars come in for pit stops. The whole experience was fantastic, and I can go into more detail probably in another special recording that I'll do. But had a great time hanging out, even though with the rain. But when I left... So it's, it's 5:36 because the race went long because they had to dry the track out. And I'm walking out and it is just flat out pouring. And I was already top to bottom, soaked through and through. Had to go through this tunnel, which had flooded. So I had water up to like my thighs. Oh, it was disgusting. But got back to my rental car. And thinking, okay, the next thing is going to happen. I'm going to get stuck. And so I had the suitcase in the vehicle because I was going to a hotel the night before flying out. And it kind of let up a little bit. And I just stood there like a wet frog and opened the trunk up, grabbed a pair of shorts, some underwear, a T-shirt, and my flip-flops, and I hate to say it, I almost got in the car half naked, but I got changed, and really, it was miserable, and then traffic getting out was really bad, and I saw this guy just stand by this gate, and I was real parked real close to it, and he was wet, and I could see he was annoyed, but I was close. If I could have got out that gate, I was right there was the expressway. They had security there letting people, the VIPs out. I didn't have a VIP parking pass. And I said, I rolled down my window and I flashed a $10 bill. I said, if you open that gate, this $10 is yours. Man, he opened that gate so fast. I rolled through there, high-five, palmed him the $10. He closed the gate behind me. I know there was people pissed behind me, but I got right out, boom, right on the highway and headed towards Detroit. And holy cow, it was wet. But anyway, got back in here in Honolulu on Tuesday. Everything's good. Family's fine. But anyway, I've talked enough about this stuff. Let's go ahead and get into the tech here in a second. But first, I want to thank the folks at harrys.com. You guys, if you're watching the show, and those of you listening, I'm rubbing my face. Can you hear that? Nope, there's no bristle there. This is the shave of a lifetime. And harrys.com was started by two guys passionate about creating a better shaving experience for all men, ladies too. And they deliver superior shave. And their starter kit just starts at $15. That includes three razors and your choice of Harry's Shave cream or foam. I like the cream better than the foam. And as an added bonus, you get $5 off for your first purchase with using my code GEEKNEWS. Now, after my code, you can get an entire month worth of shaving for just $10, okay? And the shipping is always free. So go to harrys.com, and Harry's will, give you $5 off. If you type in my code GEEKNEWS with your first purchase, that's harrys.com, and enter coupon GEEKNEWS at checkout for $5 off the starter set. And start shaving smarter and smoother today. All right. I want to thank Harry's for, of course, being a sponsor here and keeping my wife happy. All right. Let me go ahead and look. Did I get everything done? Yes, there'll be a new media show on Saturday. Rob's got someone lined up. I don't know exactly who, but we're ready to go. I guess I'm showing up. But I want to start off today with the first article, first tech article. Steve Ballmer, he's left Microsoft, but he's been well known for his antics, right? And he was on Conan, and Conan said, "Okay, man, you're always like really, really crazy." And he said, "What is it? What do you do?" And he says, "Just one word. Iced tea. Iced tea. Iced tea." A man after my own heart. I love iced tea. I don't drink very much of it right now. I could drink it by the bucket. I love iced tea. And he must have some sort of special iced tea that no sugar, just straight up iced tea, maybe a little lemon. That's the best. Those of you that are down south that drink sugar in your iced tea, I'm sorry. That is sacrilegious to put sugar in iced tea. In my opinion, years ago, when I was flying, there was guys that were always putting sugar in the iced tea in the airplane. And I was complaining. I'm like, quit putting the sugar in the iced tea. You guys can put it in afterwards. And they said, well, if you can get enough people vote that doesn't like sweet iced tea, they said, we'll stop putting sugar in it. And I went through the airplane and I got woefully smacked down because everyone on the airplane, it seemed like it was like 9-1. And I don't know if they just did it on purpose to irritate me, but God, you put sugar in iced tea, it's just make me want to spit it out all over the floor. But that is the secret behind Steve Ballmer's hyperness. And on a more sober note, Brian Williams, he's been demoted to MSNBC. Do they even have a news thing over there anymore? So Lester Holt is going to replace him on the NBC Nightly News. So he's out, but he's not back as well. But holy cow, 10-year run, suspended from the program for basically misrepresenting himself in the time that he covered the Iraq War in 2003. All it takes, just a little bit, to lose public favor. There's an article I saw tonight, and let's be honest, as one gets older, and especially one that is, you know, I had a birthday here, and I'm on the plus side of 50 now, and when I worried about heart disease and, you know, all this stuff that, you know, you probably didn't take as for much granted when you were younger. And, you worry about your ticker and you worry about, you know, stroking out and everything else that kills men and ladies too, but mostly men. When I saw an article today on Huffington Healthy Living talking about replacing a heart valve without opening the heart, normally they got to go and open you up. They got to, you know, break your sternum and split you and go in there and, you know, cut into the muscle of the heart. Well, no more. they've got a groundbreaking way to basically replace those valves. They can replace a heart valve now with just, you know, going in through the thigh and it down through a vein in your throat. And it's pretty insane what they've done here. And it's all in 3D. And they use virtual reality glasses. It's really very, very incredible. And so if I ever have to have a valve replaced, this is the way I want to go. They've done an amazing job in how they're putting valves in now. And, you know, a couple weeks downtime instead of months from open heart surgery. But anyway, I have the link up in the show notes. It was a health tech type of thing that I just thought was totally cool. And again, this kind of stuff gets my attention now as I'm trying to live a more healthy lifestyle. All right, the NPAA says the First Amendment protects studios from Google's phishing expedition. Now, if you remember, if we go back, if you remember, there was a attorney general who was really kind of going after Google in a big, big way. And Google basically is fighting back hugely. They're going after this dude in a big way. And because they feel that he was goaded or helped to go after Google by the NPAA. So the NPAA now is filing all kinds of injunctions to try to stop discovery of different types of documents. But U.S. District Judge Henry Wingate has sided with Google on virtually every aspect, ruling Google is likely to prevail on claims of this attorney Hood's investigation having violated Google's First Amendment and Fourth Amendment rights. Hood's concerns about piracy are likely to fail because enforcing copyright is the federal government's domain. What more, Attorney General Hood's concern that Google's search led to illegal sales of prescription drugs are preempted by the FDA. And the judge has also ruled in a motion for preliminary injunction and has submitted competent evidence showing that the Attorney General issued the subpoena in retaliation for Google's likely protected speech, namely its publication of content created by third parties. So, but the NPAA is saying that Google's demands of documents include internal deliberations of the NPAA, its communication with its members, in other words, this dude, and the legal advice of some of their folks, as well as communications with others similarly aggrieved by Google's conduct. So, in other words, NPAA doesn't want to give up the documentation. And it's going to get interesting because Google, for its part, says the documents that they're requesting is necessary as part of the litigation surrounding the investigation that was exposed in the Sony hack last year. So, speaking of Sony hack, about 300,000 more of their documents have been put up on WikiLeaks. So, their troubles continue. Little shot of H2O here. Google's announced they're going to launch YouTube Newswire to verify verify eyewitness videos. So this is kind of interesting. They want the ability to continue the ability for people to easily shoot videos from their phones. And they want people to submit stuff. But they also want another way to verify that those events actually happen. And they've got a joint project between NewsLab at Google and Storyful, a News Corp-owned startup that focuses on news coming from social web. The two companies have partnered since 2011. The role of eyewitness has never been more important and more vital in the marketplace. But what's going on is basically YouTube wants to be able to validate videos that are being put up by its users and then be able to sell them to news organizations on the fly. Now, hopefully, that means revenue share back for the person that caught the video. So we'll see what happens here. But eyewitness journalism is alive and well and growing very, very quickly. Twitter at the same time hopes to electrify new users with News Tracker. It's called Project Lightning. And again, this new product would highlight trending events with large scale photos and videos. So it's all about trying to keep us informed. Twitter is planning a major overhaul this year. And again, the social networks revealed plans to launch a new feature. Again, this is called Project Lightning, which puts photos, videos, have talked about events front and center on the site. No details or timeline on when that's going to be available. Jack, I know you're listening. Have you seen this vertical takeoff of the 787? Have you seen this video? Holy smokes. This video, and the angles I wish were a little better, but Boeing's new 787-9 Dreamliner passenger jet is a big airplane. And last week, they showed it off with some big-time maneuvers. They're practicing for the Paris Air Show, but Boeing released a video of the jet making what looks like a near vertical takeoff from a runway. Now, it looks like. The video amassed nearly 10 million views on YouTube, and now Boeing has released some additional footage to take advantage of new features that Google Video has been beta testing called Choose Your View. So they got a view of it, a camera pointed out the window, and a view of basically the looking into the cockpit. So it's pretty extreme. It's pretty awesome. They really almost empty on gas, very light, and it's a climbing machine. I think when you see this video, you're going to be impressed if you haven't seen it yet. But it's awesome. It really is. I have the link up in the show notes. I had to watch it two or three times, kept backing the video up to get look at the angle and to see. They don't say exactly how much, you know, it, what the rate of climb is or what the degree is, the pitch up. But it's was good. All right, the FCC, man, they are just like coming out and kicking companies that are doing bad in the butt. They are really going after folks. So the feds have made it even harder for telemarketers to annoy us. So the FCC voted 3-2 to adopt rules that closed loopholes in the law that have allowed marketeers and others to continue to annoy customers with unwanted calls and text messages despite a federal law that is meant to prevent this kind of behavior. Yes, the do not call list. Specifically, the new rule will allow consumers to put a stop to unwanted messages simply by telling companies not to call again. Okay. Or by any other reasonable way rather than filing a written form. The new rule also paves the way for phone companies to offer consumers a service to block robocalls, and the rules establish stricter definition of auto dialing to ensure that telemarketers can't skirt the laws. We'll see how this works out. At the same time, the FCC put the hammer on AT&T, $100 million fine for throttling their customers. So congratulations, FCC, for finally getting out there and going after folks. Now, their net neutrality stuff just went into effect. And what this means at this point is Sprint has decided not to do any more throttling for their unlimited customers. So if you have an unlimited account with Sprint, they are basically saying, we're not going to throttle you. So download away, okay? A little news out of Apple. Apple's informing bloggers it will be using their content in a new news app. So this is three companies talking about doing news stuff. They have an opt-out only agreement. So this is kind of crazy. But so with this news app, and they're looking to fill it with content, specifically people like my content, presumably handpicked from thousands of Apple-friendly bloggers and journalists, Mike Ash received an email invite agreement from Apple informing him that his RSS feed was headed towards Apple's news app, with or without his permission, and that if he had any problem with the terms of the agreement, he should opt out. But he never had a chance to initially. So they say, when your RSS is included in the news, here are the terms that will apply. You agree to let us display, store, and reproduce the content in your RSS feed, including placing advertising next to or near your content without compensation to you. Don't worry. We will not put advertising inside your content without your permission. You confirm that you have all necessary rights to publish your RSS content and allow Apple to use it for news as we set forth here. You'll be responsible for any payments that might be due to any contributor or other third parties for the creation and use of your RSS content. If we receive a legal claim about your RSS content, we will tell you so that you can resolve the issue, including identifying Apple if Apple is included in the claim. You can remove your RSS feed whenever you want by opting out or changing your settings in News Publisher. Also, if you don't want Apple to include your RSS feed in News, reply no to this email and we will remove your RSS feed. So, they didn't ask first. They said, we're going to do it. And if you don't like it, say no and we'll take you out. But it's Apple. Who's going to say no? Really? Is anyone going to say no? I don't think so. All right, parents. Or this is to anybody. If you lose your mobile device and you turn on the tracking feature and you find your mobile device, call the cops. Don't go to the location where your phone may be. A teenager, sadly, has been murdered after tracking down his lost smartphone. This Canadian teenager was shot and killed Sunday after an attempt to recover his lost smartphone took a tragic turn. 18-year-old Jeremy Cook accidentally left his phone in a cab over the weekend, a scenario that's played out in countless times in cities around the world. And just as every other person in this situation instinctively do, he turned to his tracking software in hopes of reclaiming it. He found it. He went to the location. He went to the car that had the phone, and they started to pull away. He tried to open the door, and someone pulled the trigger on him. So don't go get your phone, okay? Call the cops. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. It's just a piece of hardware. If someone bad has your phone, obviously they haven't called you to tell you they have your phone or turned it in, they have bad intentions, all right? Be careful out there, please. Please, please, please. All right, the FBI said in a secret, says in secret, that secret spy Cessnas aren't secret. The FBI told Congress not to worry. Don't worry about their shell company and their own surveillance aircraft, which are decked out in all kinds of cool tech, and as they're engaged in what they deem unclassified operation, which they were unwilling to talk about in a congressional briefing. So don't worry about it. Don't look over here. We don't want you to see anything. Don't worry. It's all good. We don't want you to ask questions. Your taxpayer dollars at work, my friends. All right, the EFF has come out with a Who Has Your Back. This is their annual chart on who's doing good and who's doing bad in the space. Looks like Adobe. Let's bring this up here. If you're looking at this chart with me, there's like a five-star column. Follows, and here's what the stars stand for. Follow industry-accepted best practices. Tells government about data demands. Discloses policies on data retention. Discloses government content removal requests and pro-user public policy, aka opposes backdoors. Adobe, I think, is Adobe. See, let's who got five. Who all got five stars? Adobe, Dropbox, Credo, Sonic.net, Wikimedia, WordPress.com, and Yahoo got five stars. Who got one stars? AT&T. Anyone else get just one star? No. How did Microsoft do? They got three stars. Reddit got four. Slack got four. Snapchat got three. Google got three. Facebook got four. Comcast got three. Apple got five. So, anyway, I'll have this up for you. Who's got your back? Definitely check this out. Check this article out. Take a peek. And you'll see, give you an idea, give you a quick rundown of what these companies do or do not do, okay? Those of you that are doing Windows 10, Jack and the other folks, anyone else running Windows 10, can you tell me about Wi-Fi Sense? Wi-Fi Sense is a feature that is built into Windows 10. And if you're using Windows 10, you may see a pop-up saying Wi-Fi Sense needs permission to use your Facebook account. It also works with Outlook.com and Skype contacts. Apparently, this feature allows you to share Wi-Fi login information, network names, and passphrases with your friends. It's designed to automatically connect Windows 10 devices to shared networks. What could go wrong here? Wi-Fi Sense was originally a Windows Phone 8.1 feature that made the jump to desktop PCs and tablets with Windows 10. Again, the features let you share Wi-Fi network access with your Facebook, Outlook, and Skype contacts. It works in the background, automatically sharing network you choose to share and download credentials for your Wi-Fi network. Your contacts are shared with you. So if you go to your friend's house or their place of business, Windows 10 can automatically sign you into their Wi-Fi if they've already shared it with you. Yep, what can go wrong there? But if you have someone you trust to be on your Wi-Fi, I guess it's okay. How many of you use LastPass? I do. Been a big fan of them. Well, they had a breach. But there was a lot of people saying, you shouldn't have used LastPass. There's a great article over makeuseof.com. It talks about their encryption, how they encrypted, how many layers. Did you know that when you set your password with them, that there's 500 layers of encryption that happens just on your PC before it gets sent to them? Salted hashes is essentially what the hackers got, and the plain name email address. LastPass is not telling you not to change your master password, but after you read this article, you're going to be kind of like, do I need to? So I would, but just read this article. If you're a LastPass user, you're going to be concerned. You probably got an email already, but this article is going to make you like, they've got their act together. I don't feel so scared. So definitely, I'll have this up in the show notes. You definitely want to review it. If you don't have a Windows 10 upgrade notification on your desktop, it's that little flag that's down on the bottom, the little Windows Start bar that is probably right close to your time on your PC. If you're not getting that, there's some ways you can to get it. And I'll have the link up in the show notes, so it will show you how to do that. All right, California DMV has released the self-driving car crash data. So I have a link to the article on Engadget, so you can check it out. Also, those of you that are out of a job right now because they're bringing in H-2B workers into the United States, specifically IT workers, the European Union says it faces IT staff shortfall of 825,000 workers by 2020. They say there are not enough IT specialists graduating in Europe to fill all jobs, creating a digital skills gap that could lead to 825,000 vacancies in the sector 5 years from now, according to figures released by the European Commission on Thursday. This is huge. Huge. The largest IT skills gap is in Germany, but it will get bigger throughout the EU if nothing is done, especially in the UK and Italy, where there are not enough IT specialists graduating to keep up demand. I wonder what they're paying them. Is that part of the problem here? About a third of the workforce has no or low digital skills, while 15% have never used the internet. What? Are we talking about in the modern world? Wow, wow, wow. So if you're looking for an IT job, this may be the end. Live in Europe. Hopefully get paid large. With Windows 10 about to ship, and Windows 8 largely panned, it's not a surprise that Gartner has recommended that enterprise skip Windows 8 and migrate directly to Windows 10 from Windows 7. They're basically saying, hey, it's not even worth it to make the jump to 8.0 or 8.1. Just drop your plans and push to Windows 10. So Gartner now expects that the enterprise will begin moving to Windows 10 as early as the second half of 2016. In part because of pressure from third-party software makers who will quickly pivot from supporting Windows 8.1 to Windows 10. Makes a lot of sense. Interesting move by the Gartner group to tell the folks in enterprise like that. Over on Yahoo.com, there's an article about a gentleman that discovered an iOS 9 Beta 1 feature and some cool charts. And basically being able to set up and do comparisons and all kinds of cool stuff here that is definitely showing that they're taking a lot of attention or putting a lot of attention onto the health app. Go ahead, load page. All right, there we go. So he found these little dashboard graphics, and it basically shows heart rate tracking. It shows a flight climb, steps done, active energy, walking. It's all very, very cool graphics compared day to day. And he found this in iOS 9 while he was snooping around. This had not been reported. So another little info on what's coming with that. Also, I've got an article here from The Verge talking about Nokia reveals it's returning to phones. Of course, Nokia may have been sold its phone business to Microsoft, but that's not stopping them from returning. In an interview with German publication manager Mazin, Nokia CEO Rajiv Siri says the firm is looking at a return to mobile phone business. "We will look for suitable partners," said Siri. "Microsoft makes mobile phones. We would simply design them and then make the brand name available to license." So Nokia is currently restricted from using its brand on phones until Q4 2016. So that's an interesting move there. Nokia plans to return to phones just a day after Microsoft revealed Nokia CEO Stephen Elop is leaving the firm. So, okay. Cool stuff. They picked the new CEO already? Interesting. Google's data center grows so fast, it has to build its own networks. This is a great article, and I've got both these linked. If you are a geek and you want to learn about Google's data centers, there was a big, a lot of information shared at a speech and also a post on the Google Cloud platform on blogspot.com. But it's at the 2015 Open Summit. A lot of details were shared about their network. Very, very cool stuff here. Deep read for the geeks. I read a pretty cool article, data article, on ZDNet. And it's specifically about data and companies communicating with you in a just-in-time type of situations. There's some discussion that firms are blowing opportunities to engender their customers' lifelong loyalty. A frequent flyer who flies 100,000 plus miles a year, which is a 1K flyer on United, and it assumes he's flying United because he's flying into Chicago. He's not real happy with how mobile is being used to make this high volume flyer, his experience with the airlines, to be better. Now, when you're a 1K flyer, you have a special line you can call. They give you a different number than everyone else has, and they are very quick to reroute you to really try to make you happy because you're spending a lot of money with them every year, right? So he said, here's the data they had access to. Weather projections over Chicago. So he said they should have had insights that his aircraft had a high probability of flying right into a bad storm. He said the actions they could have taken, he says they could have rebooked him before he got on the plane. But what actually happened, he was stranded in Chicago when a tornado touched down at about the same time his plane landed. Here's where it gets better. Data they had access to. Crew location. So they knew where the crew was. They all have mobile phones. So the insight they should have known how long it was going to take the crew to get to the new plane. Once flight ops resumed. Action they could have taken. They could have proactively communicated with him about the status of getting a crew to his aircraft. And what actually happened, he was herded like a cow into a rotunda gate area with five of other flights. When I got there, the gate agent said the crew was missing and nobody knew where they were. Half a dozen phone calls to his special number, the 1K number, for flyers of his status turned up no additional helpful information except that my flight was taking off eventually. And this just goes on and on. It's all about data, the data that they had. We're using their apps. for sharing information. They could be able to be doing a lot of automated stuff here, and they're not. So it talks about how using data we can help our customers. So those of you that are in the customer service business and trying to keep customers from going to another company, there's some real good insights here. Kind of made me do some cross-correlation stuff we do with our customers at Raw Voice and some things we can use to improve. It's not easy, but this is kind of the kind of data mining you can do today to make the experience much, much better. If you have a new business and you're looking to save some money on initial rollout of hardware, especially if you're going to be doing some stuff in the cloud, cloud providers are offering up to six-figure discounts to eligible startups. So if you're working with an approved startup, an accelerator or an incubator, there's some good discounts you can get from those, from Microsoft, from Amazon, to be able to Google Cloud, to get your business up and running with hardware that will scale, and you won't have to worry about writing a check for the first year at least. So a link will be up in the show notes for any of you that are getting ready to jump into business. In California, one Uber driver has been declared to be an employee, not a contractor. This is a non-binding ruling by the Labor Board in California. And but this eventually could push up costs for smartphone-based ride-hailing services. We'll see where this goes. But again, the California Labor Commission decision could ripple through the burgeoning industry of providing services via smartphone. So if you're running errands for, you know, doing the grocery pickups, those types of things. Again, this non-binding ruling is one case that was brought against them. So we'll see where this leads over time. But boy, oh boy, oh boy, this could destroy some companies. E-commerce giant Alibaba is also getting into the cloud business. And they're using the backing of the Chinese government to start building data centers to help companies in Japan get up in the cloud, including the Chinese government. So interesting move here. Alibaba is duplicating a lot of things that Amazon has done. So it seems. Those of you that are gamers, there's lots of E3 pictures out. I'll have a link up in the show notes. You can look through stuff that CNET's put online about E3. I'm sure you're all following the news. I apologize. I have not. I'm not a gamer, so I haven't been following the E3 news directly, but maybe one of the gamers in the audience can backfill me. In Havana, Cuba's announced plans Thursday to open 35 public Wi-Fi hotspots and have cut the prices in half to go online, and they're seeking to expand internet access in one of the world's least connected countries. So that's cool. So the Cuban people are going to start getting some more access, but the dictator Raul Castro has said he wants all Cubans to have internet access by 2020. You can't give the populace information and have a dictatorship, I don't think. Okay, Senator Dianne Feinstein, Democrat of California, has introduced a Consumer Drone Safety Act that looks to shore up safety features on consumer drones and federal laws that govern them. The bill has nothing to do with the FAA proposal on rules on small commercial drones. This is all about the hobbyist drones. It's looking to regulate the maximum height for flight, the weather and time of day conditions for flight, and any areas where flight may be prohibited. If passed, the act would require manufacturers to update existing drones to meet those requirements. And typically, 400 feet is the altitude you're supposed to not fly above currently with drones. And there's certain flight restrictions when you're within 5 miles of an airport. A lot of concerns continue to grow over the DNS system, specifically around the transition of the INA contract and turning stuff over to ICANN. Lots of people are worried that they aren't going to have a good handle on this, and we could have some spotty internet going forward for a while because of the, guess for a better word, the mass unorganization of ICANN not being ready to take this over. I already talked about Sprint removing their bandwidth caps and are not throttling anymore. So very, very cool. Hey, if you've got an Xbox One, but you still have Xbox 360 games, this is a big announcement. So basically Microsoft is going to run allow Xbox One folks to run an emulator, and you're going to be able to run about 100 fan requested Xbox 360 games on your Xbox One. So that'll be forthcoming, but very, very cool stuff. Good job, Microsoft, for that. Ellen Powell has officially found liable for roughly $376,000 in court fees for Kleiner Perkins. So not only did she lose all counts on a high-profile sexual discrimination case, but also now she has to pay the lawyer fees, $276,000. Wow. All right, Samsung has announced a fix for a wide-reaching Galaxy keyboard exploit. So if you've got a Samsung Galaxy S5, S6, I think it even goes down lower than that, maybe 4s and 3s, they've got a security issue. It's kind of a weird one, but they are going to be pushing a fix. We'll see how fast it makes it through the carriers and into your phone. Also, if you've ever wanted to know how to delete a Google account and get everything out of there, get off the Google ecosphere, I've got an article for you tonight on how to do that. If any of you are Xperia, Sony Xperia fans, there's a good review by The Verge on the Sony Xperia Z4V. It is a beautiful phone. Simply gorgeous. So I'll have a link up in the show notes on that. Hey, final article tonight. If you're a Linux guy, you're going to know that the Debian project thinks it's fixed an issue where the Google Chromium web browser snuck proprietary code into the very fiercely free software-oriented Debian Linux distro. The Debian users are not happy about this, but basically anything you submit to that that project has to be, the source code has to be there for review. There's no opting out of this, but apparently they've got this handled and they got it fixed. And some folks are beginning to wonder if Google should be allowed to directly feed the Debian project. But a little bit of a dust up over the past 4 or 5 days in that specific thing, arena. And it basically has something to do with a microphone capability that was added that people were very, very, very suspicious of. All right, let me look here, see what we had for comments and what's came in since the last show. And I apologize, I didn't have the email loaded, so I'm going to do that. Hey, tonight we're going to wrap up in good time, but I hope that you guys are enjoying the show. I want to thank all of you that have become insiders or supporting the show financially. It is really, I do appreciate it a great deal. So let's see here. The last show was on, today is the 18th. So it would have been, oh yeah. So let me go back here. Got an email from, okay, that one I've covered. I've got that one covered. This one, okay. Okay, so there's an email from Ron talking about Bell has called out Canadians accessing U.S. side. Oh, basically, so folks that are basically getting access to content. Netflix and so forth, folks that are real close to the border. It's kind of funny. I have that link up in the show notes. Bree's got me an email. She sent me an email. She's, hey, Todd, you're 100%, you are 100% correct about the serious and disgraceful nature of the hacks we Americans have been subjected to. This is not the first time most federal agencies have been hacked. Last week, my health insurance got hacked. Keeping our online system secure costs money, and a lot of agencies and companies either don't have that money or don't want to spend it. What it will take to secure their networks is, keeping our online systems secure costs money, and a lot of agency companies either don't have that money or don't want to spend what it will take to secure their networks. Okay, there we go. We have not yet known how the hacks affected us, or maybe some of the more secret agencies. Maybe they do know. Until we are made to realize that the information discovered by hackers has been used to our detriment, we aren't screaming. We will be screaming, Bree. And yeah, it's all about those SF86 forms. And I talk with people that have filled those out before, and we're all like, oh my God, this is horrible. So we'll see if that data is ever used against any of us. Got an email from, who's this from? From Jack. He said, hey, Todd, I thought you'd be interested in the following story from the Wall Street Journal. bargaining away your security, how OPM has to bargain with unions before making any changes to its IT security. So it's on Wall Street Journal article, and basically, yeah. Why is there allowed to be any unions in government? If you're a government employee, you should be an employee. Why is there unions in the government? I guess I don't fully understand that, but they do exist. I got an email from JP. He says, "Hey Todd, just minutes after a much delayed update for Firefox, Matchstick Kickstarter campaign appeared. The comment stream was flooded. Most people have never received the hardware, but the wording of the update seems to assume they had. Obviously bad etiquette when you have raised over $400,000 and not delivered." So this is a Kickstarter that didn't deliver. And I think there's going to be some pushback for groups that don't deliver. There might be held a task here soon, but that's too bad, really. Got an email from Jeff. He says, "Hey, Todd, BlackBerry Android smartphone rumors, slider design and QWERTY keyboard. This talks about the hack." So I do have that linked up. I'll have that in the show notes. Thanks, Jeff, for sending that over. And I got an email from Andy Brown. Of course, Andy's in Shanghai, is doing expat work, taking care of patching up broken arms and burst appendix and all that kind of stuff. So, Andy, thanks for the email. He says, USA, this is what the Chinese paper said. USA government criticizes us and what is written is not true. If there is no evidence and this accusation by US government is irresponsible. China government is against hacking and would like a safe internet. China says they are a victim of illegal hacking from the US. Of course. He said, she said, yeah, get over it. We know that you're doing it, so just stop. That's what it boils down to, right? Just stop. And have fun with my SF86. Don't clean my bank accounts out, please. All right. Hey, everyone. Thanks for being here. Thanks for tuning in. I'm still jet lagging. I don't know why. It's already been a couple of days. I should be like back in the swing, but I'm already at the punchy curve at this point tonight. And but I hope you've enjoyed the show. I've had a lot of fun bringing it to you. Again, very, very, very humbled to have been inducted or be an inductee to the Podcast Hall of Fame. It's really because of you and your ongoing support of our sponsors. And it allows me to do what I do here and keep my family fed and keep things moving forward in space. It can be challenging at times to make that all happen. But I'm here for you, and we'll be back with you for another episode of Geek News Central on Monday. And I hope you all have a great Father's Day weekend. And don't know what I'm doing yet. I think I'm taking it easy. I hope so. But maybe some movies or something. Maybe some steaks on the barbecue. That's what I asked my lovely wife to pick up some steaks. So we'll see if she does. If she does, I will. But other than that, everyone take care. We will see everyone back here on Monday. Thanks for being part of the Hana. Everyone take care. Geeknews@gmail.com. Or reach me on Twitter @GeekNews. Until next time, everyone take care. We'll see ya. Aloha.